This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. Does God love only some of us? Has He already determined those elect who will live forever with Him in heaven? Are you one of the elect? And if not, is there anything you can do about it? The doctrine of Calvinism, its 5 points and their implications for the body of Christ are discussed and debated in two powerful books from Dave Hunt and the Berean Call. Debating Calvinism, 5 points, 2 views, features a written debate between Dave Hunt and James White, published by Multnomah. In an easy-to-read format, Hunt and White exchange energetic letters addressing this long-argued topic. Co-author of The Seduction of Christianity and co-host of Search the Scriptures Daily Radio, Dave Hunt.
The influence of Calvinism is growing greatly in the church today. It's very important that we understand. And we did Debating Calvinism so that you could have a debate in writing. You can go back and forth and read exactly what each side said. Think it over carefully rather than an emotional debate.
And in what some are calling the definitive work on this topic, don't miss Dave Hunt's What Love Is This? Calvinism's Misrepresentation of God. In this recently expanded and updated edition, Dave exhaustively documents the unscriptural nature of this doctrine that comes perilously close to blasphemy. Once again, Dave Hunt.
We did a new revised, updated edition of What Love Is This? Because so many Calvinists were criticizing what I had said. I went through all of their criticisms and answered them in this new and expanded version.
Debating Calvinism, 5 points, 2 views, and What Love Is This? Calvinism's Misrepresentation of God in ebook or hardcover are both available from the Berean Call. Information on how to order in just a moment. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call our toll-free order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 5205. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, religion in the news, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the LATimes.com, November 16, 2005, with the headline, Doubt is Their Co-Pilot. Birmingham, Alabama. It takes a certain amount of audacity to found a religion. Ford Vox does not look audacious. A tall, slightly stooped medical student, Vox speaks in a mumble and rarely lifts his eyes. But if he lacks confidence, that only makes him all the more qualified to lead his flock, because Vox, 28, has created a religion for people who know only that they know nothing. Universists might believe in God or might not. Personally, Vox thinks he does. The only dogma they must accept is uncertainty. Relinquishing any hope of cosmic truth, universists worship by wondering how we got here, and why, and what lies ahead. From his base here in the Bible Belt, Vox has built an online congregation of more than 8,000 in the last 2 years. They meet in cafes and living rooms across the nation. They join online chats with scientists and theologians. They find profundity in admitting their confusion. We want to rework religion from within, Vox said. It is a surprisingly common impulse these days. In vast numbers, Americans are turning away from traditional religions. They're not giving up on God, but they are casting aside the rituals and labels they grew up with. Conventional churches still have enormous pull. There are more than 300,000 Protestant congregations in the United States, and megachurches can easily attract 8,000 worshipers on any given Sunday. But the number of Americans who claim no religion has more than doubled in a decade. More than 27 million adults, nearly one in seven, reject all religious labels, according to the City University of New York's respected American Religious Identification Survey. Even among committed Christians, restlessness is growing. Pollster George Barna, who works for Christian Ministries, estimates that 20 million Christians have largely forsaken their local church in favor of discussion groups with friends, Bible study with colleagues, or spiritual questing online. They want less of a program process and more of a genuine relationship with God, said Barna, who describes the shift in his new book, Revolution. Vox hopes to offer one possible path in universism. Instead of hierarchy and ritual, his religion offers rambling chats about the meaning of life. Instead of a holy text, members put their faith in the world around them, trying to figure out the universe by studying it. The go-it-your-own-way philosophy at the heart of universism troubles Douglas E. Cohen, an expert in emerging religions at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. As he put it, one guy worshiping a potato in a hotel room in New Jersey is not a religion. True religion, Cohen said, gives structure and meaning to people's lives and elevates them above the humdrum of their daily chores. He can't see how uncertainty does the trick. Universists respond that he's missing the point. They're trying to build a religion that lets people find their own structure and meaning. Universists know they're on their own in the great journey of life, but they take comfort in meeting every few weeks to talk through what they've discovered along the way.
Dave, I think this will probably go over. Seems to be where everything's going. But
he's got a congregation of 8,000.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But this young man, he's a medical student. I wonder how that applies, this idea of uncertainty. I don't think I'd want to sign up or make an appointment with this guy to deal with my physical problems.
Tom, that's a very good point. And I have made that point sometimes in the hospital where I was a patient and trying to get them to talk about God. And then when they say, well, you can't believe in any God, you know, that doesn't matter. I say, wait a minute, let me out of this place. You don't have any procedures. You don't have any rules. You think anything goes? Oh, well, not when it comes to the body, of course. Well, but isn't the spirit eternal? Wouldn't it be far more important to know where you will spend eternity than to take care of your body here on this earth? It doesn't make any sense, Tom. I wouldn't want to go to a doctor who, after he examines me, I say, Doc, what's the diagnosis and prognosis? He says, well, I wouldn't be so narrow-minded and dogmatic as to presume to come up with a definite diagnosis. What would you like? Open-heart surgery has been very popular lately. I could transplant your kidney. I think everyone's entitled to the operation of his choice. I think it's up to everybody. Have their own opinion about this. Tom, this is so stupid. And yet, you see, people recognize that in every area of life. But when it comes to God, mm-hmm. when it comes to knowing where we will spend eternity, then they think God doesn't have any rules. They think they can make it up as they go along, and it just is folly, absolute folly.
But Dave, what do you think about this quote from George Barna, that 20 million Christians have largely forsaken their local church in favor of discussion groups with friends, Bible studies with colleagues, or spiritual questing online? What do you mm-hmm. think about that?
Well, Tom, I think it probably reflects the actual opinion of people out there. You remember Rick Warren, when he made a survey to find out why don't people go to church, he said basically there were three reasons. Number one, the people weren't friendly. Number two, the sermons were boring and didn't apply to life. Number three, all they wanted was your money. So these 20 million people are staying home. We'll have our own discussion. Now, why should we look to this pastor, whoever he is, as the authority? Why can't we read our Bibles for ourselves? I think probably home Bible study groups is a growing trend.
Mm-hmm.
It does make some sense because the churches, well, when we say the churches are not giving them what they want, well, you ought to go there prepared to offer your worship, your love and devotion to the Lord, but very often there's no room for that mm-hmm. in a church. You sing what they want you to sing, and then somebody else is in charge and so forth. I can understand why people would begin to rebel against that. Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is truth, the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
doing things God's way. There are some churches that certainly do that. And there are others for drawing a crowd, for making people feel better about themselves and so on. Earlier, before we went on this segment, you mentioned Joel Osteen. Certainly, there's some confusion in his ministry with regard to what's right and what's true and so on. So I agree with you, Dave. If people really have a heart for truth, want to do what's right, but that may work well in a church setting. And for others, depending on where they are, what their circumstances are, I mean, most of the letters that we receive here at the Berean Call are concerns, can you direct me to a church? We want a place that really preaches and teaches the mm-hmm. Word of God, churches that are not into what the world's into, but into what God's Word says.
I think this medical student, Ford Vox is his name, he should turn his 8,000 online followers over to Joel Osteen. Because that's what he says. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Tom, it's like in university today, not in the sciences, but in philosophy or psychology, they would say, but you can't know. You can't know. Well, then if you can't know, forget it. Let's just shut the whole thing down. There is no truth. Something isn't right and something else wrong. Well, I think there is. If not, then what's the point? So these guys love to have no point, apparently. And that's, Tom, it's something to think about very seriously, and perhaps it will give a little basis for conversation for our listeners with some of their friends.